Hello.
Hello, this is Michael.
Yes.
Hi, Michael. It's Natalie calling from LMA Legal. Are you able to talk at the moment?
Okay.
Can you confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
29, 1981. I was staying with my mum, which is
32
Marlborough
Avenue, but I've moved to this. Okay, that's fine. I can update the address for you. Just bear me for a second. What address are you at now?
Number 10, Campbelltown Drive.
And is that in Kilmarnock?
Yes.
Kilmarnock. Ayrshire. I'm not sure. Postcode there, please.
KAV1JS.
Would you be able to send us in some proof of my address for that one?
I sent a photo pack for it to somebody's WhatsApp last night.
Oh, to this address?
Your letter's for this address, mate.
So let me, I won't be able to check until I come out of this note. Can I? They're telling me I can. Let me just have a look, sorry.
No, I don't think. I watched that last night. I sent off the channel passport and that again. I got a new passport as well.
Is it Ben?
I'm not sure. It was a man anyway.
I'll just have a look. Oh yeah, because you get 2 pages of the passport, isn't it? Yeah. That's fine. I'm not seeing that address. That's real. Lovely. Okay, so if there's any safeguarding during this call, what I'll need to do is make a referral to the local authority, but I would discuss that with you in the first instance, and also that this call is recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue?
Yes.
Lovely, thank you. Okay, so it's just about gathering some more information to record the impact of your time in care for your application for Scottish redress.
Mm-hmm.
What age did you go into care?
I think around the first time I went, it was at like observatory, children's homes. I can't remember the name of the children's home, but I was getting them wrong. Hi, I'm on the phone now, but... Right, sorry about that.
That's alright. What local authority were you under when you were at?
I think it was.
And have you been known by any names or any other names other than Michael O'Reilly or any nicknames?
Just Mick.
Okay, and care settings, let me just have a look. I've got down Easter House and Balrossie.
In trouble.
Yeah.
I've got the children's home, but I can't remember the name. I was really young.
Okay, I'll put that on. I can't remember names or children's friends. Okay. Do you remember any of the schools that you attended whilst you were in care?
I don't know what the school did, but they educated you in a porter cabin. Well, they say they were educated. But you just put you in a porter cabin and could do like connect fours and puzzles and colouring and stuff.
Okay.
I've never been in a secondary school in my life.
Okay.
I think I got up to about 3, 4, or 5 before I was filmed.
Was that prior to going into care?
What do you mean?
So you went into care at 8, so did you attend school before that?
I've done a few schools, but I was really bad in school, and I get put in a special school,
mm-hmm.
And then I messed about in there as well, and then that's how I got put in a children's home, so I've got a fair amount of control and just up in the schools and stuff.
Okay.
So I thought about 7 to 8 to 10, like And I still haven't phoned back to mum's, and I still haven't phoned back to mum's. And then at 10, I went into Bulgaria, and I was in there for a few years. And then I went to Kibble, up until I was 16. And then I went to Kibble at 16 and into a hostel in Glasgow.
Okay.
I've already said this to somebody, does it know that then?
Kibble's not on there. I've only got Easter House and Balrossie.
No, Kibble is in Kibble Street after Balrossie.
Is it, was it Kibble Children's Home?
Yeah, it's in Paisley.
Okay.
Balrossie is in Kilmacombe.
Yeah, I've got that one. Okay. Who's your registered GP at the moment?
It's just Marnock Medical Group, it's quite different people, I see.
Marnock Medical Group. And is that in Kilmarnock?
Marnock, yes.
And do you have any other professionals supporting you at the moment? So, like adult social care, radar, and who are radar?
It's a drug counseling and stuff.
So, drug reduction service, yeah?
I'm on the thing called Boost Adults, an injection I get once a month.
What's that for?
Because of his own methadone, that lapid had a drug problem since I left here.
Okay.
But I'm on a jag now, so I just get one jag a month, and that's it.
Was previously on methadone. Okay. Do you have any mental health diagnosis?
I've seen like doctors in prison and that, and it says it's like PTSD and suffer a little bit of depression. I actually got a thing called, I can't remember the name, it's a tablet, I just got a tablet no longer for the doctor.
Yeah.
And then it's just Seroquel, but...
Sertralin?
Seroquel.
Oh, okay. Do you have anxiety?
No.
No?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. What about personality disorder? Have they mentioned that at all?
No.
No? Okay. Have you ever done any... Oh. Is that everything okay?
Yeah.
I thought that was a fire alarm then. have you ever done any self-harm?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what age were you when you did that?
In my 20s. I was cutting myself for a while. Not very much because I don't know what I was doing, to be honest. I was going through a lot with a partner and stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of mental health because I've been attacked a good few times. I've been hurt in the shade, I've been battled so bad that I've been walked for free. Things like that have happened over the years and I've shut myself up the last few years.
Okay.
And I suicided at my mum's. Suffered really bad with paranoia.
Is that on your medical records?
I'm not sure. I tend not to talk to any of them. I only go because I have to get an injection every month. I just used to talk at the start of it, and then that never changes, so I just shut them.
So you mentioned you were cutting yourself. Was that on your arms, legs?
Arms.
Okay, arms. Did you do any other self-harm?
No.
And when did that stop?
In my 20s, I went through a bad choices and stuff. I don't know. I've always been messed up in my head, to be honest. I saw it at the doctor a couple of weeks ago, and that's how I didn't know any tablets.
Yeah. It's not about being messed up. You've had a bad start in life, haven't you? And then some things have happened along the way which haven't actually helped, you know? So try not to say negative things about yourself because you have had a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Because what we say out loud, our brain retains. So if you're telling yourself that kind of thing, you're going to end up feeling that as well.
No.
Okay. So have you ever had thoughts of ending life?
Quite a lot.
What age did it start from?
it was June at the time, Sarah, so I was always on the way to care home, but you go to prison and things like that. Well, it's always been in my head, but...
Shall I say from age 8, then?
It must be 11.
11?
12.
Yeah. And are you still getting those thoughts now?
Yeah, you're getting quite a lot.
And have you spoke to anyone about those thoughts?
No, I've spoken to doctors and psychiatrists and stuff earlier, but...
Yeah.
They tell you to concentrate and focus on a colour and stuff like that, and I don't know. I hate talking about him first.
I know. It's difficult, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You do know that you can always call 111 option 2 if you're in that moment. You just need someone to talk to and try and keep yourself safe, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a good family, that's amazing.
That's brilliant. That is really good to hear. What about hospitalisation for your mental health? Have you had any for that?
No.
Okay.
I don't have any hospitals.
Do you not like them?
No. Even when I've been out in the shed, it takes me because you won't get those stitches and stuff. I have to be caught in it.
Okay.
I just don't trust anyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'll just write that down as well. You're not the only person that's been through what you've been through and then has that feeling or thought about not trusting professionals and things.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever had any therapy or counselling?
That's involved, but I don't know. As I say, I just don't engage with people.
So you're struggling with engaging with people, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Has it been like that all your life?
Yep.
Yeah. Have you ever asked them to screen you for autism and ADHD?
No.
It might be worthwhile asking them to screen for you, just in case. Because in terms of the socialisation, that could have been an ADHD thing, could have been an autism thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also with the difficulties with your emotions, like when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
But if that was missed in your younger years, and it's only getting picked up now, potentially that's something that we can put in for your claim as well.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask for a screening for autism and ADHD. Explain your reasons. So say about you struggle with socialisation, you're struggling, when you were younger you struggled with your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the autism one's only 6 questions. I think 6 or 8 questions. And then the ADHD one's 18.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be good just to double check both of them because there's a lot of crossover in terms of presentation. GPs tend to not know everything about it, but it might be worthwhile just getting that seen.
No, I'm just going on holiday on Thursday, so I'll
take nice. That much. Where are you going?
Tokyo.
Nice. That sounds amazing. Get sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
The world of good. Do you have any physical health?
Mm-hmm.
Any cancer, heart problems, anything like that?
No, I've got jacket arthritis in my hands and stuff. That's the only thing, you know.
Okay.
I have to go and see about that because my hands are really bad. It's just punching walls, I think. I don't know how it happens.
I think arthritis is genetic as well, isn't it?
Ah, okay. My dad's got it, so...
Yeah. Well, it's awful. I know how you feel. did you ever attend hospital as a child?
I can't remember. I think it's because I've been on the drugs really, because it's not my, it's not very good.
That's alright.
I can't remember if I ever got a dentist in care either.
Okay, I'll put that one. Michael. Cannot remember. Okay. Have you ever been arrested or got any convictions?
Yes.
What age was the first one?
I was arrested when I was like 12 and stuff, but when I ran away from Rossi. So like stealing cars and stuff like that. So
stealing cars.
Young.
And when you said stuff like that, I don't want to make any assumptions. So you said A-class stealing cars and stuff like that. What other things were there that you got arrested for?
Just like vandalism and stuff, but a couple of years ago I got done with serious assault. In my 20s I got done with attempted murder, but I managed to get away with that. Quite a lot of charges there, to be honest. It was many to some people, but still no good.
Yeah, it's just that I need to write down like the timeline of each one, if that makes sense. So, how many arrests were there around the age of 12?
I'm not sure, honestly. But one of the elements, so you know, there's a pound or what?
So, did you get convicted for those?
Disqualified, quite honestly, I don't remember the 80s, but...
Disqualified, driving at young age. In your 20s, there was a serious assault charge?
Attempted murder, I think it was, I was 30 odd when I got done with the serious assault.
So, attempted murder?
I think it was in my early 20s and that happened.
Okay. Early 20s. Attempted murder. Is that the one that turned into serious assault instead of attempted murder?
No, that's a different one.
Alright. Okay, so early attempted... did you get convicted for that attempted murder?
No, I managed to beat that charge. There was a few years involved, but... I never get back to an ID period because I had a heart one.
And they picked somebody that didn't, yeah.
Yeah, not, they picked the other person that it is, but I never get back to my worries managed to get in there either.
Okay. So that was just one charge in the early 20s. What else happened?
A lot of driving while disqualified. There were quite a few sentences for that. I think it was at 38. Sorry, I'm not too fast.
No, it's alright. I'm going to say...
She's assault was about 38 minutes. She did assault like 18 months for her.
18 months in prison, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Driving whilst disqualified, what year, ages were you to them ones? Is that 20s and 30s?
I think the first one is what, 18?
Oh, right, okay.
I think I got 13 months for them, about 18.
And what age did you stop getting them, those ones?
I had my driving license for about 36 onwards.
So, when did you last get caught for driving whilst disqualified?
Last year.
So, 43, yeah?
Oh, I'm a court in May for it.
Okay, so if I put, just to clarify what we've got so far, age 12, various arrests, stealing cars and vandalism, disqualified driving at a young age, early 20s, attempted murder, not convicted, age 18 to 43 years, convictions, driving whilst disqualified, age 38, serious assault, 18 months in prison, I should put convictions. Is there anything else?
No, nothing, thank you.
No. Now, you mentioned drugs. What age did you start using drugs?
I remember a lot of time when I took the drugs. The first time I took drugs, I took the thing called Tamazepam, and Scalies, it was called.
So how old were you about then?
I must have been pumped when I was 12 or not, I think. Maybe I was a bit younger. So
was that an overdose?
I get one in a puddle and I get took to the Royal Infirmary and I get my stomach pumped.
Was that an intentional overdose or...?
No, I don't know. I was just a bean drinking. I tried to be the big people, the big ones.
So was it drugs and alcohol?
I believe.
Pumping for drugs.
I my pal stole the his dad's jellies and we took them.
See, just following what the older one said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see how rough that was. Overdose. This. not intentional to end life. Following older peers, I'll put. So that started at age 12. What other things did you do after that?
Heroin, coke, Valium.
And what ages were you doing those?
Early teens, right up to. I'm still in problems, you know. I've been alright for March last year, but I've thrown this jag to then.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Yeah. And when you've got trauma. Well, it's probably a combination. Have you done alcohol as well?
I drink, but no, I've never really had a big problem with alcohol, if you know what I mean. But I've got so much trouble with two things that I won't have to drink.
So, obviously, you've used drugs for a long time and you're 44 now. That could have impacted your memory, but also, say you've got autism, ADHD, that might impact it as well. But you need to get that checked, okay?
I only got diagnosed with dyslexia in my 30s.
Right, so that is another thing. So normally with dyslexia, that is classed as neurodivergence anyway. So it's probably likely that you have ADHD and autism and or autism. So definitely 100% get it checked, okay? What age did you start drinking?
Early 12, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember that my mum told me that a wee woman from me in a puddle in Tran Hill, and it was just as well a wee woman from me, that I probably died of alcohol poison.
Wow. You're lucky.
No, they're all good. The lucky is quite a few things, to be honest.
Yeah, you've got an angel watching you, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you started drinking at age 12. Did it become a problem or not?
It was never drugs, it was a problem.
Okay. Are you still drinking alcohol now?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, but not regarded as excessive, yeah?
No, I've not been in trouble for a while I drink, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think the alcohol can make you quite aggressive, especially if you're trying to regulate your emotions. If you've got, you know, ADHD and autism, it can spike it even more. So it's all about learning about you, and it's a journey, isn't it? You know, you're still on that journey. We all are.
Yep.
What age did you finish care?
I left about 16. I just went back one day and they said, hey, Michael, you go to a hospital in Glasgow. I get put into that hospital with a carrier bag with two track suits and a £10 note. And that was me left to fend for myself.
Right, I'm going to write that down. Carrier bag, two track suits and £10 to fend for himself. No support offered after that, no?
No.
Okay. In terms of our company going forward, would you prefer to have a male or female advisor?
I'm the first.
No preference. Okay. Do you provide us consent to get a copy of the records for all the companies that you've mentioned with us?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see a copy of your care records?
Yes.
Lovely. Okay, so this process is going to take about 10 months-ish, give or take. Basically, we're going to get copies of your subject access requests to all of these companies and organisations. I'll be your main point of contact, so if you save my number in your phone, if you get any questions, you can give me a call back. Once we've got this extra evidence, we'll then give you a call back, clarify what we've got, and then we'll put a case together to go forward to the Scottish Redress panel. You don't have to go to that panel. It's a closed door panel, but you'll be aware of the date that it will be held, okay? So as part of our compliance, I've just got to go through the options that you have about Scottish Redress, just so we've made you fully aware that you've got other options, okay? So one is you can do your own independent claims of Scottish Redress and research your own evidence. You can have a different solicitor from England and Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 on to act on your behalf from Scottish Redress. They will receive that fee if you win or lose. Or there's us, and we can act on your behalf, which is MMA legal. We've opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress, and we only take 20% cap fee from the case if you win. If you lose, we don't give you any charges. So it means we're completely independent and maxing for you. You're also entitled to a 14-day cooling-off period. Are you happy to wait 14 days, or would you like us to proceed immediately?
Just proceed.
Yeah, are you happy to stay with us?
Yep.
Do you have any questions for me today?
No.
Okay, so that's everything from me that I need for today. If there's any further questions, I'll be in touch. If not, it'll be when we get all the information back, and then we'll go through that for the next day. Is that all right?
That's it.
Lovely. So thank you very much for your time today. You look after yourself, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye.